Next item is subdivision 2006-14, Gray Properties LLC, Heritage Point as a preliminary.
Other than the comments you've already received, Mr. Chairman, there is a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shown adjoining any lands of Mr. Venable. And lot number 13, there's probably a 50-foot area where a buffer's going to be required.
Okay.
Other than that, it's all I have.
Well, that'll be between him and his engineer, so when they come back with a final plan, so.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-14 for Gray Properties LLC based upon the record for the following reasons. Proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favored by address. The site is located in an area that has other residential and commercial zone development. Proposed subdivision density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. Proposed subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The proposed subdivision is located in a close proximity to Route 13 and 24 and is adjacent to another residential subdivision. The proposed subdivision will be restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Den Racket has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. A homeowner association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lighting. This recommendation is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 38 single-family lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and form a homeowner association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of street roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation, control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county.
Okay.
All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Also, in an area for a school bus stop shall be established in coordination with the local school district. The school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street light shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks will be provided on at least one side of the streets. Restricted covenants shall include the agriculture use protection notice. A notice shall also be included within the covenant stating that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties. As stated by the applicant, a tot lot shall be provided on the site. The tot light should be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any individual lots. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of such a county mapping and addressing department. The final site plan should be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-14 Gray Properties LLC, Heritage Point, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.